WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. There is Hometown League Night League action going on this evening, and area games that are being played this evening include Mazamani at Reedsburg, Plain at Arena, Dodgeville at Sauk Prairie, also Casanova at Wisconsin Dells. Blanchardville is hosting Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, and it will be Hollandale hosting Schulzburg Benton. The Brewers will try to get back on track after losing 2 out of 3 games against the Atlanta Braves at American Family Field. The Brewers are off today and will start a weekend series at Washington against the Nationals tomorrow. And you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow evening with the first pitch at 5:45. And you can hear that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 5:10. The Big Ten has announced the host sites for its next 4 conference basketball tournaments. The action returns to the Gainbridge Fieldhouse next March. The 4 basketball programs switching from the Pac-12 will be part of the action, and the change becomes official tomorrow. The men's and women's tournaments will be played in Las Vegas in 2027 and Detroit in 2028. Wisconsin senior safety Hunter Waller has been named on the watch list for the Nagurski Trophy. That honor goes to the most outstanding defensive player in college football each year. Waller is a senior from Muskego. He was named first team All Big Ten at the end of last season. The Football Writers Association of America just released its list of top 75 defenders in the country who are on the watch list. Yesterday was offense day at the Packers training camp. Starting quarterback Jordan Love showed some pinpoint accuracy on long passes the day after the Green Bay defense had dominated. Rashawn Gary did get another sack during the work. Third-year wide receiver, Romeo Doubs, was singled out for his work during the one-on-ones, and he did most of the work against standout cornerback Jair Alexander. Those exercises are weighted towards the offense because defensive backs are in press coverage and there is no pass rush. The NFL's new kickoff rule will make its debut when the preseason opens on Thursday night with the Chicago Bears facing the Houston Texans. While both teams are expected to sit starters, all eyes will be on the overhauled kickoffs during the annual Hall of Fame game at Tom Benson Stadium. NFL owners approved a radical change for kickoffs in order to receive a dead play that saw a record low returns last season. The NFL estimates that more than half of all kickoffs will be returned this season. The goal is to increase the number of returns without making it more dangerous. Simone Biles edged Rebecca Andrade of Brazil during a tense all-around gymnastics final today to become a 2-time Olympic champion. Biles' total of 59.131 was just ahead of Andrade's at 57.932. That's one of the closest calls Biles has ever endured at a major international event. Still, the meet ended just like all the other ones Biles has started and finished over the last 11 years. With hugs and gold on the way, American Cincinnati Lee, the defending Olympic all-around champion, earned the bronze. And Brianna Stewart scored 26 points, and the U.S. beat Belgium 87-74, clinching a spot in the Olympic quarterfinals. Audra Wilson added 23 points and 13 rebounds for the Americans. They have a 57-game Olympic win streak that dates to the 1992 Barcelona Games. This was one of the closest games during the historic run of 7 consecutive gold medals. Only 3 contests have been single-digit victories. The Americans faced a loud, spirited pro-Belgium crowd among that made up of most of the 25,044 in attendance. The arena is about 30 minutes away from the country's border. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.